Look, before I speak to the original purpose of this media conference, I must advise you of a significant tragedy that's unfolded in the southwest. Police are currently responding to what I can only describe as an horrific incident in Osmington, which is about 20 kilometres northeast of Margaret River. It's still very early in this investigation, but based on what we do know, this is clearly a tragedy. At about 5:15am this morning, police were called to a rural property on the outskirts of this property at Margaret River. Upon arrival, police located seven persons deceased, four children and three adults. The bodies of two adults were located outside. Five bodies were located inside a building on the rural property. Two firearms have been located at the scene. We are trying to locate other members of the family and friends. I'm not in a position to release any further details about the identities of the deceased. This devastating tragedy will no doubt have a lasting impact on the families concerned, the whole community, and in particular, the local communities in our southwest. Homicide squad detectives from Perth are assisting local police in investigating the circumstances surrounding this tragedy. They will, of course, be supported by other specialist police units. A police chaplain is in attendance to provide support to all persons, officers and others that are impacted by what has happened. As I'm sure you'd appreciate it, it's not appropriate for me to speculate on any further matters. I can only say at this point in time we have no information to raise concern about wider public safety issues at this point in time. We will provide an update later today as this investigation continues. I will take questions, but as I said, there's little more that I can add at this point in time.
Are you looking for a suspect?
No, at this point in time we don't have any information to raise further public concern about that element.
All the deceased at the same
Look, I don't want to put any confirmation at this point in time because we're still yet to make contact with other members of the family. So at this point in time, all I'll confirm is that there are four children and three adults that have all been located deceased.
Have they suffered gunshot wounds?
It appears that a gunshot wounds are there, but I don't want to go further than that as two firearms have been located at the scene. No, I'm unable to give you that.
It must have been a horrific scene for your officers to walk in on this morning.
Look, this is a horrific tragedy for any person involved, and clearly officers and other first responders attending these sorts of scenes is very tragic. So we have support with police chaplain, other counsellors will also be in attendance. We'll get on with our job, but regrettably, these tragedies do take their toll on everyone.
Can you say how police were notified?
We received a phone call shortly before our attendance at around just after 5am this morning. That was the reason why police were called to the property.
Was that someone inside the property? Or
I'm not going to release any details at this point in time. It's far too early for me to confirm about that. We'll let the investigation run its course. But the reason police went to the property was from a telephone call which we've recorded.
Did that person hear gunshots or...?
I'm not going to release any details about the call.
And you definitely can't say related?
I'm not prepared to confirm about the identity of any of the deceased persons at this point in time. We're still trying to locate next of kin.
Do you know what these people were doing at the
Look, they appear to be residents of the property, but again, I'm not going to confirm the identities because we're still trying to locate family.
You mentioned they were found, the people who were found in a building. Can you say what sort of building?
It's a rural property, five persons deceased, the four children and one adult, and two adults located deceased not far away from the building.
Thanks again, tight-knit community down there. Osmington's particularly small, and this, as you mentioned, this is going to hit our community immeasurably hard.
Yes, so look, we well understand that These tragedies have a lasting impact. We'll do as much as we can from a police investigation point of view, but importantly, communities rally together in such tragedies, and I'm confident that the community will rally together, but we're also very well aware that there's a lot of support services which we will be providing through various government services.
Will members of that community be interviewed today, like neighbours?
There's a priority to these investigations, so we'll immediately concentrate on the actual scene itself, and as matters are further investigated, naturally we would be asking for anyone that does know anything about this matter to contact police.
Commissioner, this is incredibly sad. Many, obviously, you know, death or murder is sad, but seven people, this is pretty big, this is huge. How would you describe this situation in Western Australia?
Look, I've described it as a tragedy. I don't think any other words can really further describe how tragic this is. The loss of any life is tragic, but four children and three adults, this is a significant tragedy.
Can you say what type of resources from the police point of view you have to put into the investigation, which is obviously going to be sizable?
Look, we have duties, obviously, to, one, investigate the matter. Obviously, the state coroner is advised. The sorts of specialist support that we provide to local police include the homicide squad, clearly a large number of forensic officers, but we also assist with clinical psychologists, chaplains, counsellors. There's a whole host of support mechanisms which actually go beyond police as well. Clearly pathologists will be involved, and so it's quite an extensive. I expect that police and other specialists will be at that property for several days at least. This will be a very large scale and detailed investigation, but importantly, from the information I've been briefed on, we have no present information to say that there is any other public safety concerns at this point in time.
Michelle, under your reign, is this one of the most sort of tragic things you've had to deal with so far?
Look, police in Western Australia have had to deal with matters of this scale before. I'm very confident that our officers, and indeed those from other departments that we call in for such matters, will be able to deal with it.
Four children, three adults, though. This sounds like it is obviously quite significant, but it may go down in WA history as, you know, one of the worst mass killings, if that's what's happened in our history so far.
We will deal with it. But we have to make sure that we provide as much support to any party involved in this matter. It's clearly tragic.